a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that
welcome back, everyone, to the Talking Fit podcast.
Woo!
Hosted by your favorites, Lewis and Grace.
And Grace.
The best podcast in the Southern Hemisphere. Welcome back, guys. We hope you had a fantastic week.
We hope all's been well.
We hope you guys have been having very productive weeks, getting shit done. And now it's a new week, new challenges ahead. And we're here to help you start your week on the right foot.
Ready to kick some
Ready
ass.
To tackle some more challenges this week. And if you haven't been tackling challenges and you've been struggling a bit, that's okay.
All of those Everyone hard goes through hard times.
Yeah.
That you thought you'd never get through, you've gotten through to be at this point in your life now.
is that thing you reposted on your TikTok?
Yeah, so positive.
Good work, Grace. Starting off your Monday with a bit of motivation. Anyway,
Oath.
Grace.
What?
Inform the people. How was your week?
We're going to keep our week recaps nice and short and sweet.
Okay, we are.
My week was all right.
Yep.
I was a little bit emotional.
Yes.
Hashtag period, but.
Period dot.
I think that was about it. It was good otherwise. Been busy, you know. Oh, that's right. I had my exams this week, all my exams.
Yes.
Fuck that. I had this one exam that was like an oral presentation. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
It was like a simulated
oral
interaction.
Yeah.
So I was one-on-one with the marker and they
were. Are you good orally? Are you like
that? I don't like that question.
Well, what do you mean?
That's
like,
not a great.
No, are you good at talking?
Good well,
are you good with your mouth?
So in
what that
stop,
mouth?
Stop that! Oh my god, that's ridiculous.
sorry. Keep
so
going.
In year five, I won the award for best public speaker out of my whole school.
Wow,
a big trophy. Except since then, my public speaking skills have significantly declined.
Yep.
It's one thing that I really, really want to work on. It's becoming a more efficient communicator. And I get very, very nervous. So I had this one-on-one simulated clinical thing and I botched the first question. Honestly, I didn't botch it that hard, but I had to pretend that I was presenting a case to the multidisciplinary team, like a board of other practitioners.
Yeah.
And I was doing really, really well. And then all of a sudden, everything left my brain, and that was what I was worried was going to happen. Everything just left my brain. I was talking. I was like, oh, yeah, this, you know, this is what's happening. This is what's going on, and I think it would be really good if.
And you just sat there in silence.
And I was just like, oh, shit, where was I? Oh my God, I can't remember. What the fuck? Where was I up to? And then...
Did you actually say that?
I didn't say what the fuck, but I was like, I forget. It's
oh,
just
shit.
Like, yeah, literally that's yeah. exactly what happened.
That's stress.
And she goes, and I couldn't think. And she goes, she's like, oh, you're right. Like, you're up to the assessment part of this
yeah.
thing. And I was like, oh, so I think it would be, you know, it's important to note that...
what's going to happen when you go for a job interview?
And then this is what happened. And then I'm trying to think of what the fuck, like, what am I meant to say?
Yeah.
And then I just sort of waffled on at the end.
Yeah.
And the next two questions I did really well, but like
yeah.
they were fine. But that's exactly what happened.
You get that everything leaves my brain syndrome pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty, very badly. Yeah. But I still actually, surprisingly, my actual communication skills must have been fine because I still got quite a good mark.
That's good.
But. It just makes me nervous. Anyway,
clutch.
So that was it. And then actually nailed my other exams, dare I say. And then, yeah.
Dare you say.
Played netty, hit the gym.
Oh, netty. Netty, tell him.
Tell him.
Three on the trot.
Guys, if you.
Another week, another dub.
Yeah, we won again.
No fucking shock horror.
Who?
No surprise.
No surprise at all.
I will say this team that came out had one guy. So it's like obviously a mixed netball comp. Had one guy. And I said it to Grace as walking. I was like, oh. I was like, oh, they've only got one bloke. Like, we're going to knock them over easy. Well, we didn't knock them over as easily as I thought. We were tied at halftime. And fuck me dead. They had Steph Curry and fucking Caitlin Clark up the front just drilling long range shots.
Who's Caitlin Clark?
The WNBA. She's like the best WNBA shooter. She's a female Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that chick, yeah.
They couldn't miss. They couldn't fucking miss.
I actually think they missed like two shots the whole game.
Yeah, but they were hitting them from range as well.
From a mile away. Yeah.
And they're only short as well and still like out-rebounding myself and our goalkeeper. And it was like, fuck. So they were a good side, but I think it was 38-28. Good side, but still a double-digit win. Nearly 40 points again. Although I think shit's going to get harder. I've seen some of the other teams and... Some of the other teams are good. They've got some big fellas on their team.
Big fellas. Yeah. No, it was a heaps good game. Mm. Weird, but after I run at netball, I get these red marks. I almost look like rashes on my abs. Yep. Not on my abs, but sort of on my obliques, where you would see your obliques meet your like rectus.
It's a bit weird, yeah.
What the fuck? Rectus abdominis. Abdominis.
that sounds like fucking dinosaur. abdominis rectus.
No, what is it again? Yeah. See, this is what happens. I have the information, but I just can't think.
Abdominis rectus.
What is it?
That's like the fucking, that sounds like something off Jurassic Park.
No, it's rectus abdominis.
Is it?
Thank you.
That is, you're right.
Fuck yeah, of course.
No, you said abdominis rectus. That's what you said.
Yeah, abdominis
rectus.
Rectus abdominis, and where like your like obliques are. Nah, mad, weird. Just these red marks.
Weird, bro.
Something's wrong with
weird.
Me. Anyway, but that was my week. I'm honestly, even just talking back about that exam, I'm triggered now. Like I'm feeling
Don't
rattled.
Think about it.
No,
Don't think about
I'm
it.
Rattled right now.
In the
now.
Past, out of your brain. Got your mark, done.
Oh, I get so rattled. I'm rattled.
How was your week? I think with all this finals footy and stuff going on too, and us playing netball, like actually a competitive team sport now, gets my competitive boner going. Like raging competitive boner. Really? I love it. I love competitive team sports.
You love competitive boners?
Yeah.
What? How was your week?
My week was fucking stressful as well. It's obviously I'm still at placement. I only got 2 weeks left. Forever. Woo! Let's go.
I'm so excited.
But this week, out of fucking nowhere, got fucking RKO'd out of nowhere by the uni. They send out an email, the Hunter New England health positions have opened up, the new graduate spots. So, like, this is if you want to work at the John, the Mater, like the major public hospitals in this Newcastle,
yes.
like, area and stuff.
Yes.
And they've opened up, right? And I saw it on the Monday or maybe on the Sunday of last week. And okay. I thought, I've got to start thinking about making my resume. My CV. And I've been contemplating it for a while. And I was like, I knew I just had to sit down and do it. Then I had a look. It was due in a week's time, the application. It's due today if you're listening to this on the Monday. It's due today. And I'm like, fucking hell. I've not written up my CV. I've not got a cover letter. Like, I've not organized myself yet. So I've spent all this week, every arvo, doing that. And now you might be thinking, oh, it's just a CV, Lewis. Can't take that long. No, my CV is like, it's not a normal CV. So it's everything that you would normally put on a CV, plus we have to include all our clinical experience. So every prac that we've done, you have to include like when it was, where it was, your accomplishments and achievements on it, your results and feedback, and then a bit of a reflection at the end. So I had to do that for 7 placements.
It's ridiculous.
So it took me a bit to rattle my, like, you know, and at the end of the day, it's not like you're just recapping it on paper. You're trying to
like
manipulate it in a way to sell yourself.
Yeah.
Like I had one prac at my first prac was shit. And I have to then think how, because you've got to put it on there, how can I spin this around so that it makes me look good? And so I was just like, you know, like, oh, it was a good lesson to start out with and, you know, all this shit. So it's been a stressful week, but it's finally done. What? Shout out ChatGPT for my cover letter.
Love that.
Absolutely clutch. I literally, all I put in was write a cover letter for a, you know, new graduate radiographer applying at Hunter New England Health. It spat out a beautiful cover letter. I obviously added it in a few things and changed a few things around, but it gave me a good solid template. So I sent that off yesterday on Saturday. So I've gotten that done. Thank
well done.
God.
Well, you know what? I have one. This will lead us well into what I want to do next. But firstly, just got news that this week's netball game, we are playing equal first. We are first and this other team is equal first with us. So that's who we're versing this week. 6:40, spring loaded, Gateshead, be there or be square. We have to bring, Alex literally just said, playing equal first this week at 6:40, bring your A game team.
Oh, I told you it's going to get harder. It'll be that team with the two big blokes in it. Like they've got two big guys.
We
in
are
going
to
attack.
You
as
know
well.
What? We're going to have to switch
fuck.
On from.
I'm going to have to lock
from
the
second
fuck in.
One.
Yeah, I'm going to have to lock the fuck in.
Anyway, let me just, you know, you've just given a recap on your week, and it sounds a bit rough. So I thought I would read to you your weekly horoscope and just see if you can sort of relate.
Yuck.
See, no.
Is this a star sign shit?
So I'm going to read it out, and I just really want you to see if you can sort of relate to any.
So we'll be able to see how accurate it is because you've just heard our weeks.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So this is yours.
Yeah.
Aries. Ready?
Aries, yeah.
This is a great day to confess your feelings for someone with a bold declaration of love. Don't forget to pour that love into your craft, Aries. However, your passion for art won't pay the bills. In fact, it could be costing you money. You might have to put your craft on hold to go to work and focus on your daily life.
Whoa.
Find a balance between your muse and your wallet. Teamwork truly does make the dream work. Working together with your co-workers can help you reach a common goal. Whether you're working on a big-time project or landing some money, it's easy with some extra help.
Right.
Right. So how I would interpret that to you is...
This podcast isn't
the podcast,
making us any money.
It's not going to pay...
it's not going to pay the bills.
Pay the bills, right?
No.
And, you know, you've been a placement. You've had to put this sort of on hold to...
Yeah.
To pursue placement. How does that sound? That sounds pretty accurate, right? Would you say that's like pretty Aries?
Semi.
Like, is that like
that's
so...
That's like a weird...
That's like so Lewis right now, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you reckon?
Like, yeah, a little bit. That oddly... I was expecting it to be completely inaccurate.
Yeah, well, anyway...
I hate that that's somewhat accurate.
Well, let me just say that... That was actually the Taurus
weekly horoscope. Oh, right. I've seen what you've done here.
So it wasn't fucking for Aries.
Wow, what a
but you
fucking
know what?
Bait. Yeah.
Yeah, it was for Taurus.
What a fucking bait.
So it just goes to show
that's good.
That star signs are a load of shit because Lewis resonates strongly with the Taurus horoscope.
And I'm not what.
And he's
I'm
a
not
fucking
a Taurus,
Aries.
I'm an Aries.
He's not even a fucking Taurus. So there you go. Star signs are a load of shit, and you're an idiot if you believe in them. They're a bit of fun, but don't fucking go preaching star signs and shit all over our For You page and our Explore page and act as if it's gospel.
Have you seen those?
Because it's the dumbest pseudoscience shit I've ever heard.
Have you ever seen those videos? It's like on. I think they're like those dating or like hot like quick dating shows and stuff and. They find it's a girl believes in like a star sign and she goes and he goes the guy goes oh what do you think I am or something or like what star sign and she'll say like a star sign
Miracle.
And then he goes oh my god he's like yeah I actually am and he goes and she goes like see and he goes no I'm fucking not like you know like oh that's what you've just done to me then it's, I full fucking pulled the rug on me there
yeah,
I was
you know
thinking
what?
That was like
shout
accurate.
Out to Mr. Cooper my old science teacher he walked into class one day
yeah.
Best teacher I've ever had and it was like year 11 or 12 science or whatever walks in and goes oh, guys I'm going to read out horoscopes to you guys because we're talking about pseudoscience this lesson
yeah, yeah.
None of us really knew what pseudoscience was
yeah.
And then he proceeded to ask he asked this one girl in our class what her star sign was and she was like a Capricorn or some shit
Capsicum yeah.
And he like reads he reads out the like the spool that they write
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
She goes, oh my, everything that he said, she was just like, oh my God, yes, yes, that's so me. Oh my God, what the hell, that's so me.
and then
he goes, oh, well, that actually wasn't for Capricorn. That was for like Aquarium or whatever. And she was
aquarium.
Like, oh, and everyone was like cracking up. It was so good.
That's fucking unreal. I can't believe you've just done that to me there.
No, but so like, come on, guys.
That was pretty good.
Look, you know
that.
What? If you believe in star signs, you know what?
You're an idiot.
You know. No, I was going to say first things first, I have done some personal reflection after last episode. I was very riled up. I'm going to try and relax a little bit, be a little bit less, a little bit less riled up. I'm going to try and be a little bit less pessimistic.
Yep.
So if you're into star signs and that brings you joy, well then, you know what? Keep faffing around with it. Who, you know, it's not harming anyone. Just don't go and give it any merit though.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? People are like, oh my God, I'm what even are they? I'm a Pisces. And he's a Scorpio, so we just simply will not ever work in any life. And it's like, really? Like, you can't be so for real saying that shit.
That's stupid.
But I will say, I'm so into – my auntie reads tarot cards.
Yeah.
So much fun. Love it. Auntie Liz.
Yeah, that is a good – it's a good
– it's so – it's such entertainment.
I've been told I was a monk in my past life, and I have since held on to that. I sit there and some people will say even to me like something about me being wise.
Super
or I'll say things and even I think, wow, that's wise. And I go, yeah, it's because I was a monk in my past life.
Look, like, take the good from it, but just don't put any backing behind it.
Yeah,
God.
It's all the people that go, I'm a rising Capricorn.
Oh my gosh. I'm a rising moon.
Cancer, whatever the fuck it is. Oh, shut
and then
up.
How hilarious was it when they brought out that the new star sign that apparently –
yeah.
Remember that?
How does that make sense?
They brought out a completely new star sign.
And then everyone was going to get shifted back one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, right. So that, you know, makes sense. Yeah. Pseudoscience, guys. Pseudoscience.
And everyone's like, I'm not a Pisces. I'm an Aries. Like, that's not right. That can't be right. All the people that believe in it. It's like, good fuck it. None of it's right, you fuck it.
Yeah, no. Good fun. But like, damn. Crazy.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to blow off everything. Blow off this podcast. Blow off, you know. Everyone out there, because I'm currently in the midst of going famous right now on TikTok.
Oh, true.
I'm going TikTok viral.
It is. Let's go. So, it's actually so funny.
We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now back to the podcast.
Fun.
So for the last like month, I've been posting on TikTok every day. It's like a bit of a
experiment.
Yeah, and also a challenge. You know how you hear people going about, oh, I posted on TikTok 30 days straight and like look at and in a way it does work because what I've found is it forces me to think of more things. Like because it's like as much as I could blow it off and go, oh, I miss one day, it's whatever. In a way, I made a promise to myself. It's almost like what this habits book taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just thought, I'll stick with it and do it for as long as I, you know, can and see if I get any viral moments out of it or whatever. And finally, I think after about a month of doing it, I'm currently got a TikTok. I think it's at about nearly 30,000 views. Not very viral, right? It's not. Like in the grand scheme of things, it's not actually.
It's so good.
It's got like 1,300 likes. It's, you know, it's decent.
That's solid.
It's gained me like nearly 100 followers sort of overnight and whatever. Yeah, so I'll take it. And all it was I'll post it on my Instagram actually because typically when things do well on TikTok, I find they do well on Instagram, but it's not the other way around. If they do well on Instagram, they don't do well on TikTok necessarily. But all it was, if you follow us or follow me anyway on Instagram, I think I've reshared it on Talkin' Fit. I tried out a new tricep movement, which is actually fucking awesome. It was just a tricep extension with like the V bar, like you'd normally do on the cables, except instead of doing it standing up and leaning over, you get a bench, incline bench, and you set it sort of so that the cable is above your head and you pull it down in front of you as you're sitting and laying back on the chair. And then you just extend with your like being back, like supported, like your back's being supported and you sat down.
Mm-hmm.
And virtually the whole point of it is to take away from your ab involvement that you normally get. If you go heavy
so
on tricep extension standing up, your back will go if, you know, because you've got your abs that are just like and your core holding you together. And then once that sort of fatigues, I find my back will just start going and it just sort of ruins the whole movement for me a bit. This essentially takes out all the ab sort of, you still get a little bit of ab activation, but far less than what you get with it doing it standing up. And
wait, can I just say there's another hack to that too?
Yeah.
Eugene Teo. There's two actually. One is like you wear a weight belt and put weights on you.
Yeah.
Other one is a resistance band, strap it around your leg and then up over your shoulders. And the resistance band will sort of weigh you down a bit so you don't feel like you're lifting through your abs and your back.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. Anyway. I didn't think of that. But anyway, all it was me doing that. And well, at the start I said, in Paul Carter, we trust. Paul Carter is the one I saw this movement off. I'm not saying he made it, because he definitely probably didn't. Now, for those of you that don't know who Paul Carter is, he is sort of our gospel for when we've preached, you know, about mechanical tension and stuff. He's who we learned mechanical tension off. Yeah, he's one of our many gospels. And he's like very much on that optimal side and stuff. But I credit to him a lot the understanding that we now have about things like mechanical tension.
Yeah, he's great.
He was the one that we really, you know, learnt a lot off. And I tell you what, I've opened a can of worms with this fucking 15-second video online. There's just full arguments breaking out in my comment section. Like, well, the ones that have been pissing me off, and it does my head in that there's people that think this way, is they're commenting on the movement and being like, what a fucking heap of effort that is. And like, you're just being ignorant and taking the bench off people who actually need to use the bench. And like, imagine using a bench for a tricep extension and stuff and whatever. Like, it's just too much effort for some people, and or they don't quite understand why we're doing it. And so their first move is to just hate on it instead of just scrolling and carrying on with their day.
Yeah.
They've got to come out and say, so they're getting sort of, you know, there's a huge breakout in the comments at the moment of people that are coming in and defending it, mm-hmm. and the people that are coming in and hating on it. And it just does my head in. What? Like, there was literally a guy in there saying benches should be reserved for people who need them, like doing shoulder presses and stuff like that and whatever. And it's like, no, they're there for fucking everyone to
whatever.
Do anything. You
literally.
Know what I mean? And someone's like, oh, you're taking up two cables and whatever. And it's like, I can move it just across. Like, and there's plenty of fucking room for the other person
exactly.
to do something. Or in between sets, I can move the bench entirely. Like, you know.
People are just lazy.
Why is there such hostility in when there's like, you know, someone improves something slightly. We're not sitting here saying it's miles better. And if you do them standing up, you're a fucking idiot. And like, you should just be tortured because of how dumb you are. We're just saying that there's this other movement that you can do that improves the performance of it. And
yeah,
that's it.
Yep.
That's it. But in saying that too, someone asked me what head of the tricep it hits. Now it's, you know, it's sort of an overall tricep movement. I, you know, and from my knowledge, it's always been medial and lateral when you do like extensions and stuff like that. But then there's all this other Paul Carter stuff that says long heads get used as well. So your whole tricep, he said in his video that I saw that it's a total tricep builder. But even I was getting attacked by said Paul Carter fans because I got the fucking heads of the tricep wrong when I said what it targets, right? So I can see why some people also don't like that side of TikTok because I'm on the same fucking boat as them, but they're fucking coming at me anyway.
Yeah.
I'm promoting him and I'm a huge fan of him. I'm in the same boat as you guys, but I make one mistake and they like banish me forever. And, you know, like there's that superiority that comes in. So I can see where some people don't fuck with them. You know how you were saying, why don't people do, you know, more at science-based research in the gym and stuff? And it's because some people have genuinely made it so unappealing and so just like, I don't want to be a fucking tool bag like some people are online that preach science-based stuff. Like all they've done is heard information off someone else and they just run with it as gospel. Like they don't even go do their own research and they just stick with it because, oh, Paul Carter said it and, oh, TNF said it. And you're an idiot if you don't. But they're sitting there like they came up with it and they thought of it when really they're just passing information down a long chain, you know what I mean, of people. Anyway, I just thought I'd let everyone know that my TikTok's popping off at the moment. So
yeah, go check it out.
It's Lou.lifts with a Z.
Yes.
Bit of a cringe name. I've even got Ashley in my fucking comment section. Ashley the bot. If you know, you know. Ashley's in my comment section.
What the fuck? I didn't know who Ashley was.
Grace got a bit annoyed there.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she got a bit jealous of Ashley.
No, I did not. Ashley that is. I was just like, who the
probably
fuck
some,
Ashley?
It's all fuck.
I think it's literally a dude.
Yeah, it's probably some Indian
with
dude.
Some
in,
big titty profile.
It's some Indian dude in fucking Mumbai.
People.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, Yeah.
I just want to say.
So I might not be you next week, guys, because I might have made it and I might be a young LA athlete and fucking oodle slide over in Texas gyms in Alpha Land just being a proper douche. What are you doing?
Sorry, a memory just popped up of us podcasting in 2023.
Oh, my God. Budgie podcast setup.
Wow, I miss being blonde.
I've got two big pieces of news that have happened. Well, did you want to go first with whatever? There's two big things that have happened online that we've got to talk about, I think.
Right.
But well, you go first. You go first. What do you got? What do you got for us? Yeah. Well, I don't like this laugh. What are you going to say?
I just really wanted to say that I think acai bowls are so overrated.
Oh. Grace, the acai hater. You're going to get the acai underworld bloke coming for you.
That's all I wanted to say.
You're going to get the acai underworld bloke coming for you. No, they are.
I think they're so gross. And everyone goes and gets acai bowls every weekend and posts it on their story as if they're some health god and as if they actually enjoy the taste of them. And they taste like shit. Sorry, I remember on prep there was a beautiful girl that I was prepping with also.
Yeah.
And bless you. And I remember, are you going to go again?
No.
I remember asking her what she was excited to eat as her first meal out of prep.
Yeah, I remember.
She said an acai bowl.
Grace was there like, fucking what?
It low-key pissed me off so much. I nearly just disintegrated and just flew away in the wind. I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I felt my everything inside me crumble at her saying her first meal she wanted post-prep was an acai bowl.
Yeah, that is a bit outrageous.
Sorry, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Well, remember when we had Ryan on? He was sort of similar.
He wanted a banana.
A banana. Or something. Yeah. His favorite food. No, his favorite food is bananas. Yeah. What? Are you a fucking chimp? Wild. No, he'll find that funny.
Low-key, that's just them. I wish that was me. I wish that I enjoyed that sort of health food.
Well, I've never, but
I just don't. Could never be me.
I've never had an acai bowl, so I'm not going to talk about what they taste like. They low-key do look good. I've got to try one great. One day. But it's more the whole, issue in Sydney at the moment where there's a fucking new acai bowl in every corner of fucking Western Sydney with some Habibi, fucking running it. It's true. It's like a huge – that's all the Lebanese people that live out in Western Sydney are just deciding, oh, I'm going to be unique and open up an acai bowl with unbeatable texture cuz. It's the whole thing. But – It's clearly got a market because everyone bangs on about them so much.
No, everyone.
They probably are a bit overrated, but I've never had
they're
one.
They're a trend, and I refuse to believe anyone actually enjoys the taste of it. Picture a bag of mixed frozen berries blended.
Oh, I don't know if they're a trend. I feel like they've been
Picture a bag of mixed frozen berries blended. Yeah. That's what it is.
That sounds like it would hit on a hot day.
No, it doesn't. It tastes like it honestly.
And you get a bit of Nutella on it as well. You get a little bit of a choc top going on it.
Sorry, but just get frozen yogurt.
Yeah, that is true. Frozen yogurt's a bit sometimes, so I find. I'm not a fan. Sometimes.
Well, frozen yogurt's delicious. And they go, then just Nutella. Imagine a worse
Nutella
version.
Frozen yogurt, and it tastes like shit.
Think of just a worse version of frozen yogurt.
Yeah. Well, there's that new Yogurt Land. It's not Yogurt Land, Yochi or whatever it is called.
Yochi, blowing up
and doing well. And they're everyone's banging on about how good the business model is and stuff. I'm like, Yogurt Land's been here for 10 fucking years. And it's changed over business. And it's the same thing. Why are we shocked? You know?
Yeah, people are
crazy. Anyway, acai bowls, I might have to try one.
Don't waste $30 on a cup of frozen berries. Yeah. Sorry.
The news that we've got to talk about.
News.
Firstly, Seabum to Gymshark.
Oh.
Oh, you're not really too fussed.
I actually don't give a fuck.
Kind of a big thing though. Daddy's home. The announcement was funny enough. Daddy's home.
Daddy's home.
I think he's bought shares in it or something. He's like his part owner in it now or something. Well, it's a smart move for Gymshark because they're not really that big of a thing in America. They're a UK brand.
Yeah.
And they're big here. But in the US, not really a big thing, but now that they've got Seabum on, this is like LeBron signing to Nike. This is it's a big thing. It is a big thing. The biggest brand in the gym world Like, you can't say it's not Gymshark, as much as you might not like their
clothing. It might be the biggest, but it's not the best.
Yeah, 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 but it's the biggest. And they're now the biggest athlete in this space too, CBUM. So it's fucking, it makes sense, honestly. It does make sense when you think about it. But now I'm desperate for a code, and we're all desperate for Gymshark code so we can get invited to a meet, and then Gym fucking CBUM's there too. You'd be gassed if you were like a Gymshark athlete right now. I know that you might be getting a CBUM collab one day, like in the near future. You'd be pretty gassed to like meet him.
Exciting.
It would be exciting.
But then again, literally fucking everyone and their mum's a Gymshark athlete. Even if you don't go to the gym, you're a Gymshark athlete.
Yeah. I genuinely reckon CBUM's the only person in this whole space I'd be genuinely nervous or excited to like meet in person. Or maybe Sam Sulek, just because it's Sam Sulek. I thought that was a bit of big news.
You guys.
And you know what the other big news is?
What?
This is fucking huge.
Sorry,
news.
I feel a bit dead.
Yeah.
I don't mean.
Wake up!
Oh, well, that hurt my ears.
Well, we're going to, at the end of this episode, do something that will wake
yeah,
each
sorry,
other up.
I don't mean.
To,
sorry,
up.
Guys.
So just hang around,
I've
guys.
Gone from one extreme to the other. I apologize. Carry on.
Nikocado Avocado.
Fucking hell.
He's transformation. Or, well, I don't know what the go is. What the fuck is the go with it?
He's a shifty dude.
People were saying it was a social experiment?
Let me just quickly explain what Nikocado Avocado is, because I know we have some people who aren't in the loop.
He's always two steps ahead. That's what he is.
He is. He's a YouTuber, and he sort of got famous for doing mukbangs, so eating videos.
Yeah.
And he used to be like just a regular looking, slim, healthy looking person.
He used to be vegan.
Vegan, pretty like, you know, healthy. And then progressively over time, he just got bigger and bigger and bigger until he was morbidly obese.
Yeah.
Scarily obese. He had this, he's done videos with this big like breathing machine on because he was that.
Sleep apnea machine.
Yeah, yeah, because he was that, got that big that he couldn't breathe and shit. It was scary.
But, and he was going like, he was turning a bit like nutty as well.
Very,
like, he just wasn't right in the head, it seemed like.
It was like he had just gone a bit crazy, and it was really scary. And this happened over the period of like course of 2 years. He's gone from this healthy dude to this morbidly obese, kind of nutty mukbang eater who, you know, he's got all these health issues now, and everyone's watching it because it's just like it's just a sight to see.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck's happened? And then he's come out, was it this week that just went?
Yep.
He's come out and uploaded a video of him now.
Yeah.
And
he's lost all the weight.
He's
vanished.
Lost all the weight, and basically told everyone their last 2 years has been a social experiment, and all the videos that he'd been recently posting like every week to his channel up until this point, they were all created ages ago and scheduled.
Yeah.
And he actually, like, that wasn't him now.
Yeah. Well, his last video most recently was like 7 months ago or something too. So he went off the internet for a bit.
Yeah, he went off the grid, and now he's come back and he's lost all the weight.
I thought it was known in more recent months that he was on a weight loss journey, or that he was losing weight. Because remember, he also did mukbangs with that fat chick. I actually think that's her name, like fat chick or whatever it was. And they both had lost a bit of weight. Like they had lost. So I don't know. I'm really confused with what's happened. But I think he could have done one of the biggest internet moves of all time if it was a social experiment. Because everyone, he was a big meme, and he has been a big meme forever, Nikocado Avocado, because he'd come on and he'd like do weird shit. Like he'd be crying some mukbangs, and there was one I remember he shaved his head into the food he was eating and stuff. And that's why, I mean, he was nutty. And then him and his boyfriend had come on and they'd have an argument. They'd be fine 1 minute, next minute they're both bawling their eyes out, and like, it didn't make any sense.
It's just crazy.
And I swear, he made a video about his parrot noodle dying. Do you not? I remember that.
Yeah, but this is a different parrot that he's posted with. Not the same parrot. Different.
I thought it was the same.
No, that's another thing that everyone's like, whoa, but if you put the two parrots side by side, they're different.
Right.
But basically, yeah, what this whole big, like, crazy thing is about is just the fact that he's fooled everyone for the past however many months, years, dare I say.
Yeah.
And has come out and has just been like, I've just tricked all of you with this big social experiment. And,
but,
you know, this is
me. Now I'm sitting there thinking, did he actually get fat? Or is this someone else? Or no, was this that, no, from years and years ago? You know, like that's what I'm confused.
No, he surely would have had to get, unless it was like a fat suit or something. But it
there
wasn't.
There needs to be an explanation.
It just wasn't. But you know what? In saying that, what's the point?
And social experiment. Well, can I say that that's huge. That's like one of the biggest internet moments ever
why?
The fact that Nikocado Avocado is not fat anymore. That's
but that's actually crazy
massive.
That that's a huge thing in this world.
That's
like, who
massive.
Actually gives a fuck, but let's be honest.
Stop. Well, you got to at least be supportive of him lost the weight.
Yeah, well done. But why put the
he
weight on in the first
obese
place?
Obese as fuck.
Why put the weight on in the first place?
Social experiment.
To prove what?
To get fucking 20, 30 million views on that video he made.
Is
now
that
it? He's more famous than ever.
That's the same as that dude that ate like 100,000 kilos of protein and nearly died and was like,
risked
well, I did it
life.
For the views.
Yeah, risked his life.
It's just
for
so
it.
Silly.
It's worth it because he got 30,000 followers.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't know. It's just really random.
It's confusing. I'm interested to see if he makes it a bit more of an explanation video because I'm lost. But at the end of the day, he's done that and he has lost all his weight because he's back to being slim.
Slay King.
Congratulations, Nikocado Avocado.
Yeah, well done.
That was, you know, that's what we like to see around here.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, just very, very quickly. No, very, very quickly.
Grace just gave me the finger.
Last thing I want to say before we play this game is I just want to remind everyone out there that there's only two ways that you can increase your intensity during your workouts.
Yep.
Adding sets is not a way to increase intensity. Adding drop sets is not a way to increase intensity. Increasing the time that you take to do a rep is not increasing intensity. You know, adding rest and – what is it? Rest and pause sets. Adding pauses in and, you know, adjusting the tempo of your movement and doing myo reps and cluster. That's not increasing intensity, guys. I just want to say that.
Is that – do you mean increasing intensity or progressive overload?
Progressive overload.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Sorry. Progressive overload, my bad. They are not ways to progressively overload.
Yeah, okay.
There are only two ways.
I was thinking that.
Sorry, yes.
No.
Only two ways to increase progressive overload.
Which
or
is?
Only two ways to progressively overload, is increase the weight you lift or increase the reps.
Yep.
You lift. None of that other shit. No tempo, no drop sets, no added sets, no time under tension, you know, none of that shit. No rest pause sets. People are still out there posting that.
I was going to say, you sound like you've seen a post that's pissed you off
this week. Yep, I have seen a post that's pissed me off this week. And
name them and shame them. No, don't actually.
It's not. It's this honestly isn't even a crazy science-based, evidence-based lifter concept that may or may not be true. This is literally just fact. There's only two ways to progressively overload and that's it.
See, it's weird to me that, like, we – you know, it's still there are people out there that, you know, there's always going to be people out there that get things wrong or still have a bit of an older perspective on things. But it's weird to me because you could make a video on what you've just said.
I
can make a video on it. But see, I'd feel like it's been said 100 times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
there's still people that haven't quite gotten it yet.
People that are coaches that are out there putting this out. And I may I say as well, similar to what I said last week in regards to the carnivore diet, just because it feels harder doesn't mean it's more effective.
Yeah.
Just because you feel better
doesn't
mean it's healthier.
Yeah. It's even like imagine today making a video about the benefits of creatine. How many times have you seen a benefits of creatine video out there? 100,000 to know that it's a good supplement to take, right?
Yeah.
But if you made one today, there'd still be people in there going, oh, but it doesn't give you baldness and like fucking – and it's like, holy shit. Like obviously maybe we're on just a different side of social media to some people, but, you know, fuck me dead. The amount of information that's out there now that's why I find hard in making content is I don't want to be repetitive or just doing the same thing as everyone else. I say that, and then if you go and look at my TikTok, it's shit. The content I've been posting, it's not very creative. But
we're on a completely different side of TikTok and Instagram than what like the regular person would be.
Yeah.
So it's probably not repetitive for us to post that because they've probably not seen it before because they're on a different side of social media.
Yes, that's true. I'm tempted to make like a video about like trying to simplify harder. Like I feel like that'd be good for us to make is videos simplifying harder. You know, when you get a video sometimes pop up that's like But what was that Nutri-Grain bowl analogy or something about?
Yeah, that
about
was great.
That, see what I mean? It explains a harder concept in really simple terms.
Yeah.
The one thing I've always stuck with is when you spoke about motor unit recruitment that time and you used the analogy of filling up a glass of water under a dripping tap.
Yeah.
With how that works in terms of like your motor unit recruitment throughout a workout.
Yeah.
I'm like, that would be a really good video to make because it would make a lot of sense to the average person about, especially now with this thing of frequency being a good driver for hypertrophy because of, you know, it'd be, you got your glass full at the start, you do a set, you pour it out halfway, but then you like, you're putting it back under the tap and you've got to wait a certain amount of time before it can get full again, but not necessarily completely full.
Yeah.
So it'd almost be like the glass size would shrink as well as your workout progressed, but you'd also be filling the glass back up. You know what I mean? Alrighty, should we do this? Should we do this fun little? Well, we say fun. It may turn out into a bit of an all-out brawl here.
Yes, let's go.
So we saw this off another podcast, and we thought this is a very it'd be a funny thing that we could do on this podcast, and it would make a lot of sense because of especially how the last episode ended with Grace and I having that just spiral of a 10-minute argument that came out of nowhere too. If you guys listened, you'd know about periods and all that sort of stuff. That was not planned. That was Grace in the end of the fourth quarter just coming out with her claws out. We're going to do a bit of a game where we sit here and try and say something that's going to intentionally piss the other person off. And obviously the goal is to try and piss the other person off, but not get pissed off yourself.
It's like a if you laugh, you lose challenge, except it's if you react, you lose.
Yeah.
So we sort of should come up with a forfeit or if somebody, whoever loses, has to do something.
We always say this last minute. Figure it out.
But it's got to be something.
Or speaking of forfeits, we need to spin the wheel as well at some point. We'll do that maybe at the end of this episode or something. Anyway, we'll get to that after. So, do you want to go first? Have you got things written down?
I've got a couple because, you know, I can't really think on this. Trying to think.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay, go
first
for
one.
It.
This is, it's just random things too, guys. Yeah. All right. So, you can obviously talk and stuff, but you can't get shitty.
But we can't insult each other either.
No,
like, it can't be like, you look ugly, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. All right.
Go for it.
Any dog breed ending with oodle is ugly as fuck. Disgusting. Stay away from me.
Keep in mind, Grace is saying this, and my dog is a labradoodle. So that's how she feels about my dog.
Can I just disclaimer? No.
There
wrong.
We go.
No, right. I obviously,
Margo.
No,
Margo.
I love.
No.
No, I love. No, listen. No, relax. No. Relax. I'm allowed to just give a disclaimer.
You've had your piece.
I love Lewis's dog because it's Lewis's dog and he's a little bit different than a conventional oodle piece of shit dog.
Wow. Piece of shit.
Yeah. I said he's different. He's different than an oodle piece of shit dog.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm supporting your dog, Lewis. Anyway.
Okay. Skincare is a complete scam. Everything to do with skincare is a waste of money and it doesn't work.
You just said you can't insult people.
I'm not. That's my thoughts on skincare.
He's basically saying that my skin's shit because I do skincare but I still have shit skin.
No.
That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Cop that. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you can't say that.
Right. What's this? I'm waiting for what reaction is it that we're supposed to have?
We're supposed to just get really shitty.
Okay.
I don't know how to word this one. My footy grand final was like way more intense and way more of a close loss than yours.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, I'm going to return.
What's wrong?
I'm going to hit you back with a return.
What?
You guys choked your grand final and it wasn't the ref's fault. Don't get angry.
You know, that's fine because that's just not true at all. That's just the most untrue.
It is.
That's really, that's.
You know what losers do? Blame the ref.
No. Okay. That's just really, that's a shit take.
The losers blame the ref.
Once this game's done.
You should have scored another try. There you go. All right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I need to think.
I've got one that's going to absolutely send you in.
No, I need to.
Easy. I'm going to do a couple light ones and then I'll come in with the right hook.
Wait, I need to think. This one might not like hit you that hard, okay. But I'm just going to say.
Go for it.
NBA is so overrated and all of the athletes are just like severely overpaid and overhyped and they're just not that good.
I think they're overpaid, but they're good. Anyway, The Weeknd's music is shit.
But it's not.
It is. And he's robbing people in broad daylight for the amount he's charging right. for a ticket.
Here's one.
Oh, here we
Here's
go.
Here's one for you.
Here we go. I know this is going to be now.
Drake and Travis Scott and all of those shit rappers.
So every rapper I like, yeah.
Just rappers in general. It's not even music. It's just fucking words that you can't understand. And it's just the lowest tier of music. It's just shit. It's shit. And people that pay.
I'm going to count this as a bit of a reaction.
No. Yeah. It's just, yeah. No, okay, fine. Rappers, for example, Drake and Travis Scott, severely overrated. The fact as well that people are paying $300 to go and see them is a joke because their music is so shit. And you can't, like, I just don't see how people can go to a concert and enjoy it.
What do you think of Don Toliver, though? My favorite.
He has probably three good songs.
But he's good, though. You wouldn't put him in that bracket.
He probably has three good songs.
So, yeah, see, Grace knows no, she can't say she's shit.
I probably
shit
wouldn't.
She does like Don Toliver.
He's just got like not. Yeah,
so, you can accept that my favorite artist is better than yours because
no,
like, yours is
nope,
nah.
Nah.
The Weeknd is overrated.
Hey, no. Yeah. No, that's yeah. not what this is.
Yeah.
Nah. No.
He's overrated.
Relax.
Yeah.
No, relax.
No, that was my original thing.
Yeah, and my thing was these rappers are
no,
shit
your
as well.
Your thing was a reaction.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No, that was my saying.
It was a reaction.
All right, go on then. Hurry up.
Is it me again?
Yes.
No one cares about the period cycle or the luteal phase or that girls only get 5 good days in a month. The user just overreacting.
I'm actually not going to react to that because I know that you seriously can't think like that. I know he doesn't mean that and he's just trying to say that because that's a crazy take.
Oh, what? Is that it? I thought that was going to just knock you out.
No, I'm good at this game.
Oh, are you?
And I know that that was a lie.
See, it's harder when we know we're trying to do it on purpose.
No, but I know that
Grace
was a lie.
Grace bites way easier when it's not done intentionally. Like when she's not ready for it, she latches on.
Yeah, of course. I hate having to think like on the spot.
Horse riding's boring. Every form of equestrian, show jumping. I'd have to bring a chair if you still did it that reclined so I could fall asleep whilst you would compete.
Well, that's just
it's boring.
It's not. Sorry. It's just not. Sorry, Lou. It's not boring, but okay.
And it's just purely dependent on the horse, not the rider.
That's bullshit.
No. What do you mean?
I know you're lying.
Anyone could horse ride.
Yeah,
actually.
I've won.
Anyone could horse ride.
I've won.
That's actually a
cool
I have
one.
I
have one.
Mm-hmm.
People's infatuation with morning routines is fucking obnoxious and no one actually gives a fuck what you do in the morning.
That's you're getting a bit riled up here.
No, that's my
you're
take.
You're just going for things that I like.
No, that's my
just
take.
Going, that's fucking shit.
No. This is literally, guys, this is what things that we think. It's not just like we're trying to rile each other. This is genuinely things that we think.
Why do you come out and stand in the sunlight then too?
I don't.
You do.
Not every day.
You do.
Anyway, that was my take. It's no one actually gives a fuck.
No one gives a fuck. Ooh.
What's your next one? I have one.
Horse ride. Anyone can do horse riding. Anyone. It doesn't take much skill to be a horse rider. Like it doesn't. Like, I've ridden horses before, and it's literally so easy.
But you can't.
It is. You just sit on the thing, and it does its job.
No, okay. I'm just going to say my next one,
because
that's fucked. Golden Retrievers and Labradors are so fucking overrated, and I'd never get one ever.
That's fine.
Most overrated dog breed in the world.
That's fine. What was the name of the big like award you're given at a horse tournament?
Why are you going at like what, why are you just going
champion?
For like horse supreme?
Supreme, yeah. Why?
You can't insult people. You're not allowed to insult.
I'm not insulting.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
No, well, can I just say I feel like
you came at my grand final, so your supreme championship, you weren't robbed. You were rightfully
no,
second
No, no,
place.
But can I just say this?
You weren't robbed of your Supreme.
No, stop. Let me just... Stop. Pause for 1 second because I...
In.
Lewis.
Yeah, she's biting. Yeah.
No. Can we just pause for 1 second because I want to clarify something. I want to clarify a rule.
What?
Because you don't understand it or you weren't there.
See?
No, let me talk.
This
because
is a reaction.
No, let me talk. No, I'm confused. Because you weren't there and you don't understand what actually happened, how can you say that? Like,
that's a reaction.
No, it's not.
You weren't at my grand final.
No, but I know what
that's
happened.
That's a reaction.
But I know what happened at your
that's
grand
a
final.
Reaction.
You don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know what happened. You've
at
told
that
me.
Work.
And
yeah,
it
but
just sounds
you don't...
like you were just a salty second place. That's fine,
no,
though.
Well,
that's
I wasn't.
Hard...
Yeah. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
This is really, I'm sweating. This is really ticking me off.
Yeah, there we go. I think I've won that. I'll take that. Oh. What? What? Wait, what did you say?
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Are you done?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll take that as a Lewis win.
Lewis didn't fucking win. He didn't win.
Easy.
Can we please
dumb.
Go and yeah. recap everything yeah. that you just fucking said? What a joke. You think that horse... You bullshit. If I put you on a horse on your own without a fucking lead rope and told you to go and canter away, you'd actually be killed. You'd be killed.
This is a great
and
victory.
And you have no idea what that Supreme
podcast.
Workout was. You don't even know who fucking won it. So how can you even say that I was robbed if you don't even know what happened? Exactly. And bullshit that you don't give a fuck about. No one gives a fuck about the menstrual cycle. That's bullshit. Is that true?
No. It's things to piss you off. They're just things, and it worked. And Lewis has taken the biggest W of 2024.
Well, it's not.
Right
well,
now.
You didn't say
Easy.
That it's just things to piss you
Look,
off.
This was a
it
bit
was
of
meant
a,
to be actual thoughts that we think.
It's a bit of an unfair game.
Why?
I was always going to win.
Well, so. You fucking weren't. You just came. You just started saying things that you didn't even think were true.
It pissed you off. So it
yeah, piss me off because I know that you didn't think these things were true and you're just saying it. It's meant to be things you actually think are true.
Oh, it's all right.
Like Labradors and that. Labradors. Right. Golden Retrievers are overrated.
Grace.
And they're boring.
Listen.
And if you get a Golden Retriever, you're basic as fuck. Look, and there's nothing special about that dog or you. They're just a fucking dog.
You're still hurling insults. I stopped when the game finished, right?
Yeah, good for you.
This is how I know that you were just a salty second place.
I wasn't a salty second place ever. Wow.
Oh, all right. That was a great game. Hopefully everyone got a good chuckle out of that, or it's just me. Anyway.
And our grand final was because of the fucking ref. Shit ref. Shit referees.
Shit referee. Shit. Can I have the keyboard for a second?
Dog shit.
So, as you guys know... As you, guys,
you know, it was the ref's fault when the
Grace,
crowd
we
nearly
we
went and gang bashed the fucking
yeah,
ref after the
Dungog.
Game.
They,
no, it's not.
They do that anyway.
It's because it was unfair.
In under 13s, under 14s, we had
it's,
a kid
you
from
know
Dungog.
What? It's because the ref was a
Call
fat ass.
Aboriginal
it's
player,
the
a black
ref,
sea.
It's because the ref
He's a dirty Dungogian.
It's because the ref was a fat ass, and we were in extra time, and he just wanted to get off so he could fucking sit down, and decided to award a penalty right in front of the fucking goalpost. That's exactly what it was.
So.
What are we doing?
Moving on. Turn this episode, guys. I remembered. Lewis has to pick his forfeit.
Wait, do we have like three options?
No, we'll add a few. That's what we'll do.
Oh, amazing.
Lewis has got to pick his forfeit if he does not complete 10 books by the end of the year. He's on his fourth book now. I love how I'm talking in third person. Lewis is on his fourth book right now. He's reading The Barefoot Investor. I started reading it a while ago, and I'm about halfway through it. I took a bit of a scumbag book to finish because I'm already sort of, I was 100 pages in, but it's like 250 still. So after I finish this, I got 6 more to go before the end of the year. It's going to be fucking tight, I tell you what. So we've had a few suggestions come in about what Lewis has got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, I'm going to write everything into a wheel, and what we're going to do is spin it.
Yep, and then whatever gets picked is it?
No. Oh. What we'll do is whatever gets picked gets eliminated, and it's whatever's standing event. So it builds up a bit of suspense.
Fun. All right, let's go.
So the first one is what we said, $300
To me.
To Grace.
Amazing. I think that's a great forfeit.
I really hope that's not what we have to do, but just simply because fucking hell, that's a fair bit of money. Anyway, Grace is pissed off that I don't.
Just go on. Hurry up next.
Henry, shout out Henry, suggested that
Henry,
I run, I think, you know what?
Run a marathon.
Run a marathon. Marathon next year.
And then what did Jai?
I think he said half, but fuck it. We'll put on a marathon.
Then Jai, shout out CBJC.
Actually, that's going to be hard if I fucking, whatever. I'm not going to. Jai said eat the world's hottest chip. No, he said eat something. He said eat something spicy,
really spicy,
but I will get the,
world's
hottest chip. Eat the world's hottest chip.
Ouch.
And then that was all the suggestions. So thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone. So what are some more that we can do? Oh, bless you. What are some more that we can do? What's something I can wear? Wear girls'
clothes to the gym.
Clothes. So like leggings, a sports
bra. No, scrunch bum and sports bra.
Yeah, yeah. What's another one? We'll get a couple. And then we'll spin it.
All right, let me think. Lewis has to get a tattoo.
Oh, fuck, of what? Actually, we could put that on. Tattoo. We'll just write tattoo for now. Fuck. It's going to make me read, so I'll if they're hard, are they warranted? Because it'll make me read. Tattoo.
You have to go skydiving.
Oh, okay, now I'm getting a bit... Oh, fuck.
That's quite expensive. It's like $400.
That's right. It's $300 to you. Skydiving. Oh, fuck me, Dad. I hate heights too, so that's...
You have to pay for a weekend away accommodation for both of us.
Can that not be the $300?
No.
That's too much money, okay? That like just simply won't happen for a long time.
I can't a weekend away in like Sydney or something.
No, because it's got to be... That's not really a punishment for me.
Fine.
What's like some food, other things? Well, we've got hottest. I'm pretty good all around, so unless it's really spicy.
I don't want you to be... That's a boring-ass forfeit. What? It's like eat like 50 raw bassa fillets or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's fucked. That'd kill me.
Yeah,
nearly.
But no, don't put that in.
Wait, I put up forfeit ideas and one of these is toilet training. What?
What the fuck? Lewis has to do 50 park runs.
Well, there's a marathon on there. I'm not going to put on another run.
Oh, fine. We have to do High Rocks together next year. That's kind of fun, though.
Yeah, actually, that is. Nah, give me one or two more that are genuinely shit.
Half an hour of a back massage every night for Grace.
For a whole year.
Whenever I, like, give me a back rub, you got to do it.
That's not really too much. Look, if I'm being honest, 30-minute back rub for you. Whenever you want one, or fucking skydiving, or a tattoo, like be for real.
No, that's
like this went fucking extreme out of nowhere, and then we've just gone back to square one.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's all right. All right.
Oh, hot air balloon. No, we've got skydiving.
No, we've got skydiving. I would hate hot air balloon even more. But to be honest,
do you have another one?
There's got to be more forfeit ideas. I think
you have to enter a stand up comedy
give me one
show.
More. Oh, fuck that's actually
probably the worst
out of all of them because. Oh, that gives me anxiety.
All right.
Fuck me, Dad. Well, I'm going to go home and start reading.
Can we also say that does the book have to have like a minimum number of pages as well?
No.
So what, you could read like 10 picture books?
No. I'm not going to scumbag it. Like I've got a book that's 350 pages that I'm planning on reading in this time frame. So
true.
All right. So how we're going to do this is we're going to spin the wheel and every... Like it's whatever it comes up as is going to get removed and it's sort of the last thing standing will be it.
These are the options for Lewis as his forfeit. Ready? $300 to Grace. He has to run a marathon next year. He has to eat the world's hottest chip on the podcast.
Fucking hell.
He has to wear girls' clothes to the gym for a session. He has to get a tattoo.
Which we'll decide later.
He has to go skydiving. He has to give me a 30-minute back rub whenever I ask for a whole year. And the last one is he has to enter a stand-up comedy show.
Oh, that makes
me
sick.
So they're all his forfeits if he doesn't read 10 books by the end of the year. No, it's not there.
All right, so we'll start spinning now. We jumped the gun and span it before, but I'll spin it again.
So let's see what's going to get eliminated.
Yeah, what's going to be out first? Marathon next year.
Oh, damn,
okay.
That would have been a good one.
No, but be so for real. If I'm going to compete next year, how the fuck am I going to run a marathon too?
Right, so Lewis,
so we
we're getting rid of that. Sorry, Henry, that was a great
suggestion.
A great shout.
Good suggestion.
It's out.
But the wheel has decided. Next one. That's kind of a, I could have handled that. Wear girls' clothes to the gym.
Right, so Lewis is, that's out. He's not wearing girls' clothes to the gym.
Oh, yes!
No, no!
$300 to Grace is gone. It's gone.
So fucked.
Oh, Grace was sweating on it.
I'm so sad.
Okay. Fuck, there's still tattoo and skydiving and eat the world's hottest chip. I'm praying on the 30-minute back rubs now. Fuck. All right, next one. Yes.
Oh,
yes!
Fuck.
Thank God. Enter a stand-up comedy show is gone. Oh, that would have been torture if I had to do that. I would have actually, oh, it would have been good content, but fuck me dead. I actually reckon I would have perished. Oh, can we get rid of fucking skydiving? All right, here we go. Next one. Oh, no.
What is it? Eat the world's hottest chip is gone. Oh, my God. This is insane. This is so good. Huge. Okay, so the three options left are give Grace 30-minute back rub whenever she asks, go skydiving, or get a tattoo.
Fuck.
There's three options.
Okay. I'm praying on the back rubs. although it's going to be such a cop-out. Like, let's be so for real. Tattoo's gone! Yes!
No! Oh,
thank
my God.
Fuck. Tattoo would have been cooked. Oh, the 30-minute back rubs for Grace. This is going to be a low-key scumbag thing here. Okay.
All right, let's go.
So, we're on the last one. Comes down to this. Skydiving or 30-minute back rubs for Grace. There's literally one winner and one loser here.
Let's go.
I can't look. Are we going to do whatever it picks, is it? Or are we going to still do whatever it eliminates and then what's left, is it? What should we do?
Holy fuck.
Should we just do what it picks or should we eliminate it?
No.
No, we'll stick with the theme.
Okay.
It's got to eliminate it. Okay. All right, ready? Spin it a few times here. My God. My God.
Fuck.
My God. No! No!
No!
No! No!
Lewis, I wanted to do whatever it picked. Oh, my God. I'm so sad.
No.
Guys, the last remaining option is Lewis has to go skydiving if he doesn't read 10 books. And if you know Lewis, he's quite terrified of the idea of going skydiving. I've suggested it to him before and he always goes, nah, please. Because I was like, oh my God, maybe I should get it for you for a birthday or a Christmas present. And he literally said, please don't.
Yeah.
I literally do not want to go skydiving.
Won't do it. Oh no.
So, well, there's some motivation for you, Lulu.
Oh, I'd have rather like the hot chip or something. Oh no. Fuck. Well, yeah, I got to fucking read now. There you go, guys. So if Lewis does not read 7 more books by the end of 2024. He's got 3.5 months left. He has to go skydiving. Wow.
You have 3.5 months to read how many more books?
Seven. I'm halfway through my fourth book, so
all right.
6.5.
Hey. That's not too bad. You've really left it late for yourself.
Yeah, I have. Well, I'll either be laughing at you guys at the end of the year because I've read them, or I don't know when I'd be able to do it because, like Grace said, it is expensive, but it would be sometime next year, which is disgusting. It's making me sick thinking about it. Oh, no. All right.
Get it done.
Well, I'm going to go fucking read. So, thank you all for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
I'm actually shaking. That's
shaking in your boots.
The thought of it is...
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We're going to go now.
All right. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye, guys. Love yous. See ya.